Yossi Chazan, Parshas Kesetze.
Good morning. Everyone knows the Navi Amos cries out, and you talk a shofar b'yir v'am l'yecharod. What is the charoda? What is the fear, the trepidation, which is evoked by Tkiya Shofar? So I saw a Meir Digavort, Yerid Kudri Bolton, from the Vina Rav, that he heard from the Satmar Rav, and he said just today in Davening, in the Long Tachnun, but we say, Apiseyach Yad Bistruva Lekabel Pushim Vechatoyim, the Eibishter stretches out his hands to receive sinners. We're therefore overwhelmed with sorrow and grief. And the chur, if you think about it, it's a non sequitur. How does it flow? If the Eibishter would not be makabel, would not be b'seiach yad b'struva, boy, we'll give in nivel nafshenu miroiv etzvinim. But Azoi, the Eibishter, the Roiv, Rachmav, the Chasodov, his Makabal, every Bitshuva, and the Idach, and the Nidach, begin a tanzen with Simcha. But because the Eibishter is Beseach Yod, Bitshuva, the Kabal, Poishim, the Chatoim, therefore, Nivel and Afshisenu, we're out of our minds, we're overwhelmed. The Chur doesn't follow. Adarab said this at Marov, awesome votes. It's poshut, frightening. It's shocking. He says, Chas v'shalom, if the institution of tshuva, which is not really part of this world, it's something that Eibishter, Amakon v'achem, from the Eibishter, the act of grace, right? If there was no such concept as tshuva, then you wouldn't be nivel nafshein l'mirei v'zvinim. Why? First of all, what's the purpose in crying on spilt milk? Ha'ovar, ovar, ma'da ovid is ovid. Come on, there's nothing you can do about it. When you get worried about something, you can't do it, you can't rectify it, remedy anyway. Moreover, if there was no concept of tshuva, a yid would tie it to the Rabbeinu Shlalel and Belash and Chazal, that goal of Yaduah Levanecha, Sheretzineinu Lasis Tzineinecha, Umimakiv Sar Shavisa. We have a Yetzer Seichin Bonu, who is very, very strong, and it's very difficult for Yehudisha to misgaber on the Yetzer. And B'Shas HaChet, the Gemara says in various places, that is a Ruach Shtus, that's Nichnus to the Odom. Achvishkin Bamzin, I was temporary insanity. And what did the Gemara say in Ksuvis by the story of her Amr of Sidr? That he told the Satan, the Ant Bisra, and Ano Bisra va Ant Nura. Right? You are your fire, and I'm frail. So we would find the Melitzas Yosher B'chol, the Tzadikim said, that Rabbi Zusha said he never saw any of the Malachim that were created from the Averus of Eden, that it shouldn't be a Balmud. Tzadikim always were mamluk in Eden. No one goes to the mikveh and puts on a gartel and says, "Hashem yichud, I'm going to be meir against Malach Shemayim." It's not roshtus, temporary, in the passion of the moment. Oh, whereas the Eibishter gives a whole month and he's pushed yodle to do tshuva, and the door is open, and the Eibishter Gemara says, "Lo molda kodesh baruch hu oizrei," said the Gemara kedushin of lamed eliyoch, and the Eibishter gives you a zagil legenheit. And this is not just a one-off passion. This is a whole month of tshuva. And the chab nishtarayim, boy, because the Eibishter gives a poishit yad, the tshuva la poishit v'chatoim, therefore nivol nafshim. And the MS, that's why the charod, when you talk a shofar b'ir, v'om le'yecharodu, the charod is not from the aveir. The charod is a shofar. What does a shofar mean? Says the Shalom HaKadosh famously. Besides the Rav, Uri Yishena Mishinaskar. Or there's a tkiya, shvarm through a tkiya. The tkiya, the first tkiya, is a kol poshut. Which the Shalom says that represents the Elohim also as the Ozum Yosh. The Eibishter made a beautiful world with beautiful people, with the Shomash Zahat to be Tahiri. Everything is wonderful, like a shmak, a beautiful world. Aber v'heima bikshu cheshboinu Yisrav. In the Fapashkit. You know, Shama, the world, the whole Bria goes down the drain. So after the Kiyah, Pshuta, of the Osel, he came as the Odom Yashar, Then becomes the Shvorim and the Trua, the Gemuche Gomer, Yoyol. Or with the Eibush, the Sof gives you another key that you could watch, turn everything backwards. And the Viner of Taiches, that's about, Paul says, Achas Dibra Likim, Shtayim Zushamati, even the Eibush Kiyah, one key. Or we know that the Kiyah Milfonel, and the Kiyah Milacharel, and Uchashem Achoset, the Atat the Shalom, the Ishkimaseyu, a year, even the Achramaisa, could be Uykir, the Aveiru, the Mafrey, and the Adrabba, the Lashon HaChusayfer HaYadua, the Shtickle Cheeseburger from McDonald's could be transformed into like eating Kochim in Yushalayim, the Zim and Achoimo. You have a Zagil Legenheit, right? So, Va'amle Yecherodu, if you don't chap around, if you have in America, there's an expression, if you have a rendezvous with destiny, make sure you show up. Und das kommt das Forum nach Deutschen Teich, ein Va'ata, Chazal sei ein Va'ata, der Loschen Tshuva, you have a month, Chaparai. And this Indian is brought out in this week's Parsha. Today is the Yud Beis El, the earth side from the Rabbinah of Pshisuf. And when the Pasuk says in this week's Parsha, he says it on the Chom Ha'alivecha, and in Zohar HaKodesh it says, who is the Ivecha, Doye Tzahora, Diyu Sanei, the Barnash, he's the true enemy of a person. This is not Bederach Kabbalah and Suid. Is the Amol? Maybe it was Bederach Rem Chaim to Gezeiten. The Gisaitzer Amochom Alevecha B'Melchem Esayetzer Akosim Medaber. This is Pshat and Pasuk. And the Pasuk, the Pasuk says, Re'isa Bashivi Eishi Yifas Toyer. Who is the Eishi Yifas Toyer? Says the Arizal, the Rechaim HaKodesh, the Kodesh to Magid. This refers to a Neshama. Under neshama, that's in the hands, it's kidnapped in the hands of the umaze, b'shus atuma. And the pasuk says that in zoyu vachses avia v'esimo yerach yomim. As avia that refers to kudoku shubrichu v'esimo dokun kneses yisrael. Yerach yomim refers to the month of the yachad the el. And therefore the mashgiach says a very big word. Parshas. Ki seitze is gematria of the akabes nidochenu me'arba kanfuzer. All that he for pashkit and his koiches are all over the world. He could be pashas ki seitze teaches us the suy of the akabes nidochenu. And the pasuk promises us in the son of Hashem and the kecha biyodecha that he will give you siyata d'shmayu and nishner dos vishavisa shi. What should vishavisa shi do? So it's not a meridik of pshat in a sefer at sviva tzedek. There's a sefer Ormole from an uncle, from the Kossin, great Rebbe's. He says, also, the pasuk says, one of the Ramosim of Chodesh El that everyone brings in Parashat Kisaytse, he says later in the Parsha, Ki Hashem alikecho mishalech bekerev machanecho v'atzilcho v'los eisevecho lefanecho v'hoya machanecho kodesh. So you don't have to be a genius. All this foreign brain, the words, L'hatzilcha v'los l'sevecha l'fonecha Rosh Tevis El. By the way, I saw another sefer from Zev Doiv Slonin. There's Mikan Raya Ki Hashem olikecha mishalich b'kerav machanecha, which is possible to take also the Elul. The Charayit, that's the Balatanya writes in Kutik Teira, and in the month of Elul, normally in the year you want to go to the king to have an audience with the king to ask him. You have to make an appointment, you have to be worthy, you have to be, the king, the Eibishter Kvayachol, is with us in this month. The month of Rav Chesed, anyone could have an appointment with the Eibishter. Right? He's in Halich Bekerev Machanech. So the pasuk says, right? What happens here? Latzilcha v'losis oivecha lifonecha. What kind of losis oivecha lifonecha? So he brings a fame, the customer brings a famous pshat I've said in the past from the Achri Tua from Luskarov, who heard this from Rav David Daich. So the pasuk says, "Ves Hashom Yoshiv Berush." Parshas Nosi, yeah. What's pshat? There's a famous Gemara in Soitet Daf Gimel and Avodah Zorah in the Big Daf Hey. The pasuk says, "Asoi ha'ois kol ha'ois and mitzvah achas ba'ulam hazeh." A mitzvah you do down here, it goes before you. The mitzvah, the malach, the koyach that was created through the mitzvah, makdimose goes before you and escorts you in front of you to in olam haba. Shneamar v'holach lefonecha. V'chol oiver aveira achas fakert in the black side. person does an aveira, malafosoi malicho umalichosi liyadim. The malach, it gets its claws, it attaches itself to you, and it schleps you liyadim. As the Gemara of here says in Soita by Yosef, says kshura by kikelv. Lishkev ima, liyas etzla, in ilhazen, it's a katzukti. Why by a mitzvah it's for halach for nechos it kechel, and by the aveira it's for keret katzukti. Says, the Barshal says, because if you're going to a chasm, you're going to a chvesin, what a happy, wonderful occasion, a blissful, delightful place. No one has any havam, meaning you're running anywhere. You're obviously going to go to the destination to get the pleasure. Right? So I'll go in front of you. I'm not scared. You'll go off and see the drachim and you'll go to a pub and have a drink. Why shouldn't you want to go there? Or but if you're going legardim, you're going to a mishpat, to something you're not, what should I put it, you're not looking forward to the occasion. They're going to be hanging you in the gallows. Right? You want to run away. So the malach can't go in front of you. The malach has to check on the back of you. Right? To make sure that you're not in this alim. When a person, however, does tshuva mahavo and does doinas nasalei kazoch, the malach ra is transformed into what? A good malach. And that's part of the vadaish tat, that's ashomoi yoshi b'roishoi. After vizvada, the whole seder, the ashma, that the malach, turns into something good. And that tat says, and Pasuk says, ermole, in our Pasuk in Parshas Kizeitzei, that latzilcha the losses oivecha lefonecha. The el has the kuyach to turn what from a malach that's behind you, stooping you, right? Balkorchay to go lefonecha. And that's what vishavisa shivyoi. Here are the two you were kidnapped in the hands of the samach mem of the sitra achra of all the shvatza klipas. Vishavisa shivyu, now not only do you get free of your capture, right? Or faked, you take him and he's misharis you. He becomes a mitzvah. That's the fact that's the Achtu Alasar, he writes this word in Parshas Vayishlach. Vayishlach Yankiv Malochim. What kind of Malochim did he send? Malochim Lefon. Malochim that were created through the Tayag Mitzvah Shemarati. Therefore, what is Rashi Tayag Vishlach Malochim? Mamish Malach. What's a Mamish Malach? What are not Mamish Malach? The Malach Ra, which is not a Malach, is not a Malach Mamish. Because in 2 seconds, he could do the tshuva, the Shaitachot, the Berichachot, right? And he could make the Malach Ra into a Malach Toif. Who is a Malach which is Mamish? That's Vayishlach Yanki Malachim, the fun of the Malachim that go in front of you. Okay? So that's Vishavisa Shivya. Or in Sforan Akdoshim, you can find it in that because I've used it in many places. Shivyoi is Nutrikun, they say, scramble the letters a bit. V'yiftuchu v'cho yoyde ishimech. Hello? There is a place in Kedarke Bakoyish and his Mahalach connects Vishavisa Shivyoi, which we just explained, to the idea of yiftuchu. I want to say a much simpler class. I'm a very simple person. What can the Shavisa Shivya, how we conquer and vanquish and transform the Yetzer Hara, is connected, as Rashi Tevis, the Yiftul V'cha, was this Yoidish Mech, who comes to Yoidish Mech in this equation. To answer this question, let me just ask another question. Later in the Parsha, right? Parsha is full, everything, the whole Parsha you could type for El. The Parsha of Moitzi Shem. Person gets married, and he hates his wife, and he comes to Bezdin, and he says, Lay Matzasi Lebitcha B'sup. Right, the whole parsha. You're Bakurith, right? It's that nightmare shtiklam Bakurith. Every time it says Naira, come to mind, 13 times, 14 times Naira. Every time it's Chosim. It's written Nun Ayin Rish. The Bakurith has to know that doesn't, you have to read it Nar, right? It's the Naira, right? Except for the pasuk at the end, it says, V'onchu oisoi meya kesef. The Moiti Shemer is punished with a fine. The class of 100 kesef, the nosnu la'avia naira. Here it says naira nun ayin reish hek, naira mo. I didn't discover this. The Zohar said this earlier. Right? Time of boy. Why? When we're. So understand this a bit, just the hectic. just to understand what was tzutzuk. I saw a vort from Mashiach and Tervidaz, all the Zunzain, in Amunah Sitech. But then I saw it in the shtickle, a paragraph, and with a different, a bit of a different signet, but each one of them is like, wow. Which he said by the Psichas Aorim when the Bashir of Jikiver opened up the Aorim HaKodesh, welcome to the dream. The vort is, I'm saying in the Mashiach signet, it's easier to chazer, but the other one people will go sharp, too sharp. Who is the Moisi Shemra on Besuvas Yisrael? The Samach Mem. He's Mekatrik. Or with the Eibish, the Yodea, the Emes, the Matmoini is in the level of every Yid, right? In the deep, in the Oitzris, that every Yid has what Allah Rebbe calls in Tanya, the Hava Musuteris in the Eibish. And therefore, when the Eibish looks at the person, he doesn't look the superficial, whatever. He always sees that Nekudda, the Ramayla said, Amir Kulam Sadiqi, and that Nekudda of the there are boyim yakenu, that 50th level, which the sultan, the pega, no shaykhs do. And as the pasuk says, im shachachnu shem elikim, the goyim of an afrit, hal elikim yachker zoyuski, hu yedeya tolmuzah. The Eibush knows, deep in hearts of every yid, that even if I'm here shem, there's the libi air, right? And even if it's a shchoyrani, aber deep down is vinova, and therefore, the Samach Mem was Makatrig on Yidin, that the Kal Yisrael is not a Basula, it's involved with others, and other. So, the Onchu Oysa Mea Kesef, which refers to the Kisufim, the love, which I'm sure is connected to the Mea Kailus of the Shofar, which is the Kolpnima, the Yishtama of every Yid has in Hartzin, which the Mea Kailus, the Alter Rebbe says, is transformed into the Schach of Yemini Tchab Kenya, Chagasukis, which also is Gimatri 100. And therefore, it's Nisha does, it's connected to El. The mazel of El is what? So, the Samach Mem comes Rosh Hashanah. And the Samach Mem is the category of Yid, but Sossi, the Bitch of Besuli. What kind of El was that? Ichmer El. Right? Says the Mashkiach, a Moiridi Gavort. That's why El is Rosh Tevis, and Nil Doidi, Vidoidi is Megalata Havavid. And therefore, the Nara, the Emes, the Besula, who's Yifas Toyer, goes out from the Rishuls, from the kidnapping of the Samach. And therefore, he says, Paishas Ki Seitei, we said before, 1,101, is the Gimatria of Anara, Toivos, Mare, Ma'oi, Besula, Emoises. And therefore, he is punished. And he says in a different place, Ki hoitzi shemra al besulas Yisrael, which is gematria mamish mechuvin. I work it out. Shom atzmiach keren ledover arachti ner lemeshivik. As I said in Tillim, because who will be beemes bimelamet chus on Kal Yisrael? The famous word, the Chuas Chayin, the Belzer Rov used to quote it a lot. Chuas Chayin brings B'Shem HaBal Shem Tov that a small tzaddik who melamed zchus on a small Rasha, a great tzaddik who melamed zchus on a great Rasha, Mashiach, who's the ultimate tzaddik, will be melamed zchus on all of Kal Yisrael. So Shom Atzmiach Keren Ledover Arachti Nel LeMashiachi is Gimatria Waak, Yehoyti Shem Ra'al Besulas Yisrael. He will say, this is the Samach Mem, Yehoyti Shem Ra'al Gimatria says Mashiach Malchus Ruim, because the Samach Mem is Mekatrig on Yidin. Because the Gemara says, Mima Akiv, so should Yisrael be Shibun Malchis. Or but the emes of a Yid will be revealed. And that Teres Yeshua, when he took off the Aranakoid, when he took off the Paruchas, Marakoid, says, that's the Parsua. Similar, and he says, there's Eile Besule Biti, Biti is Gimachia Yom Kippur. The Yom Kippur is Nizgalva, the Etzim of a Yid. And therefore, what is the, not only is there a punishment of Meya Kesem, but it's in the Raisa, what do you do with a person's Moshe Shemra, Besulas Yisrael? And that's why I didn't want to say this word, because the Yeshua is saying it vis-a-vis the Eibishter, right? Right? So here also, I still don't understand. I understand the word, the general theme, but what is this idea of Nara is written Chosrei, except at the end. At the end, when the end is Nizgale, with the head. So I have two things to understand. What's the Shavisa Shivyoi, V'yivtuchu V'cho Yoyde Shmecho, and what's the Nara Chosrei, Chosrei, except at the end. I haven't seen it anywhere, and I'm sure Gizi at the but I think it's poshut. Back then, let me say, let me put it in simple terms. If I want, I can say, deep Siddhis Chabad. All of you get us a truth, but is based on this. Hey, we'll soon speak about it. But I'll say it in simpler oisigas, so you can understand. There's a pasuk in Tillim, Kuv Beis, you all know the pasuk. Tikosiv Zoyis Lider Achrin, Va'am Nivra, Yahalko. This will be, should be said, overwritten to the last generation, our generation, at Ikvah the Mashiach. The Amnivra, the nation that's created, which God did in Sforim HaKadoshim, the Chazal refers to Tshuva, Yahalul Kol will praise Yudkin. Hello? So the obvious question is, we discussed countless times, the Gemara says in Erevin Daf Yud Gimel, that Shtei Shalom U'machsa Nechlegu Bezhil U'mishamai, and that the ultimate they came to a vote, what was the conclusion? Nimnu V'gamru, Noyech Leila Adam Shalom. So if it's better off, or it's easier, whatever, that Noyech Leila Adam better not to have been created. And a person is Korev Lehefsid and Rochik Mishar. So why am Nivri Ha'alko? What does it mean? Why should I thank the Eberster for being created? How do you stim the Gemara? I'm Nivri Ha'alko with Nimna V'gomer and Meyach Adam Shalim. Besides the fact that we say every day in davening, Baruch Alekenu Sherba Anu L'Chvi. Hello? I've never heard of a person who has a child, has an Enikul or a Rises Kriya, never. I don't think that's a Minig Yisroel. What's the child? So the Vina Rav says, I'm Meyri Digavort. Is in the month of Shuch. If you're a tzaddik may koros, a toisnes alasar says in a few places that what? A tzaddik may koros, someone who didn't mess up life. So it's a chashro vashri doiro in a toivlish nevok. Uchulia. That's not even a question. Elamai, a person chotto pogam ba'over es aderech. Right? So you know what? You could always do tshuva. And the tshuva does doing this ganas like his ochis. That's right. Tikosiv Zeus. Every school child knows Zeus stands for Kol Tzimumim. Zeus Yovei Aron El Kodesh. You always have the avodah of tshuva, and therefore, because Zeus is the acharon in it, Ikvus of the Mashiach, a finster generation with the nisyonis all the ma'amir roish, or va'am nivra, a person who's created. The fact that you were created, yahalel what yudke? Why yudke? Because everyone knows the Gemara in Menachos Daf Chav Tes. How the pasuk said, how was this world created? Eile told us a Shemayim, Ba'oretz, Bihi Borom. Chazal say, this world, Elam Haza, is created with a hay, and Elam Haba is created with a yud. So the whole, why was this world created with a hay, Bihi Borom? So the Chazal say, because the world is doing Melach Sadr. And if you want to leave, you want to exit, you could leave. No, the Bechir Chofshes. Or if you want to be mad, you want to go back, there's a split between the top Kav and the left. And with that, the Baal Tshuva goes. In other words, the Baal Tshuva can't go in the way he was exited. Fakir comes in, there's a new entrance that he goes in. Okay, good. All right. So the Vina Rav says, I'm not going to take it for it. It was totally new to me. He says, the emes, logically, the world should have been created with the letter Ches. Why? Because Ches, first of all, Ches, the Zohar says, Ches is represents Nihiru de Chachmusa, wisdom, the radiance, the luminosity of wisdom. And how did the Abish create the world? Bereshis Bor Elikim, the Targum Yerushalmi says, the Chachmusa. Since the world was created, Hashem the Chochma Yosef Or, says the Pasuk Mishnah. Since the Abish created the world with Chochma, so the world should have been created with the Ois Ches. Had it been created with, you know, Ches is 8. Now 8 is always, every rabbi and every drasha, whatever, 8 represents the moral, you know, supernatural. That would have been great, right? That's Elikim also is Odom Yosher. Or the Abish knows the future, and he knows to create a world with Ois Ches would have been a Chur. So instead he took on the left side a little shtickle, he removed that, and there he made the Pesach for the Uyvrim Vishov. And that little piece that was removed, that became the letter Yud of Elohim. Right? That's why I understand from this, he doesn't say it before, now I understand why everyone says Tshuva is not logical, it's not rational, Shalom Chochma, Shalom Nevuah. Tshuva is a gift from the Eberish or something that's called Mullah Uylum, from Uylum Hazm. That's the Yudkir. Therefore, he teaches the Pasuk, it's not the Sefer. Loi ha-meisim yahalu Yudkir, va-nachnu, va-rechom, me-ata, va-do. What's the Pshat? Says the Sefer, I'm already given. The Gemara says in Erchin, Daf Yud, you all know the Gemara, that the Malachi Ashara said to the Rebbeinu Shalom, Rebbeinu Shalom, Ma Ein Yisrael Eimrim Shir Lefanecha Bar Hashanah Yom Kippur. Why don't you even say Hallel on Hashanah Yom Kippur? Om Lehem, Efshir Sifrei Chayim, the Sifrei Mesim, Suchem Lefanov, and Yisrael Eimrim Shir, what's the Pshat here? It's not the normal Pshat HaYuvah. This is the M. Sazdach Msuifer Be'emes, Arach Hashanah Yom Kippur come into the world with Mechilus, Licha, Kapora. Someone, one of the Stigma of Kahum said, if there would be a Yom Kippur in your life once every 70 years, once in your lifespan, you should be dancing with joy. Right? And you have it every year. Right? Why, therefore, do we not say Shir? What greater chesed that is there, right, than Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Why don't we say it? Because we know from Sforim that it's not only a mishpat for the living, right? It's also a mishpat for those who are already, right? And there's a rule, so brings the Rif and the Rosh and Perek Aroi and Brochus. Chazal were only Mesak and Halal on a nest that happened to Roiv Kal Yisrael. And since Roiv Kal Yisrael are not alive now, there's a whole thousands of years of past Neshamas that came into the world. So you can't say Halal because Sifrei Achayim and Sifrei HaMesim. The Mesim have no Sheikhs to this world, which is the letter Hey, which is true. That's why Hamesim Yahalalu Yudke. Aber vanachnu nevor. We who are alive in Ilam Hazeh, we have this kolegenheit, and therefore we have to praise. Says the Vina Rav Moedi Dikapshat. That's patent the Paras Marumas in the pasuk. Ki seisi la mulchama alivecha b'mulchemas ayitzer akosu medaber. Unisone Hashem alikecha biyodecha. In that place from where the Yud was taken, the Eibushter gives us a Pesach Pesuach to do tshuva. And now I understand where this hay come from. Where is this hay? Hello, Earth? Okay, I'll tell you what. You don't get it yet. Okay. The three places in the Torah, where Torah speaks about Shuv. Shuv is mentioned. One parish, Nosoi, Vizchanon, it's all. I can make a whole Shmuz of three different. Okay. But in parish, Nosoi, it says, Vizvadu, Vizchatosu, Mashosu, Vahesha, Vizhashomoi, Vahesha, I quoted before, Vahamishiosoi, Vahishisoi, Yosefov. What's the problem? In context, we're talking about someone who stole. Theft. A gazel. Gazel again. Right? So what? You have to be Mizvah. Oh, a din of Vidu, he's learning from this boss. Hello? Is that the only Aveira in the Torah? Gezel? Theft? Huh? There's Shasat Mitzvah's Luisus. Why did the Torah tell us in a video of the confession Dafke in the context of Gezel? So you don't got to be a genius to work out. We say in the Ilah, right? L'man nechtal
Oishik
Yudei. It sounds like a reform rabbi. They're only interested in social justice and whatever. The only gezel in the world. Gezel is very important. Business ethic. That's the only avenue in all of Torah. Say all the sort of everyone. The Eibushter gives us everything we have: eyes and brains and mouths. And call Ramachevar Mesagim. For a person to misuse it, it's oisha. It's theft. It's pasha b'moyo behegdish. The Eibushter gives you an ashama and gives you a goof and gives you a brain and gives you intellect and gives you emotion. You misappropriated that gezel. Hence, the vidui is said in the context of gezel, because when you misvada on the gezel, and the Torah says over and over, Chazal dashin lahoitzim in a gezel. When you bring a korban, you want to have kapora, it can't be a gezel. So when you're doing tshuva for the gezel, it's koil beruchnius, all mitzvahs in the Torah. But then it adds v'chamishisoi yos. What's this chamishisoi? Fifth you add. What's, so the Shem HaNoi, the Vina Rav, says, I've said this in context before. The Hekti. Pasuk there, but Midbar says, V'ish al digloi ba'oysos levesa. Voysom, right? Yeah, everyone had their tribal whatever, and they went with Golan around the camp, around the Mishkan. Yachim Yisrael. So the Pasuk, Chazal say, al tikra. First of all, the Pasuk, let's go to the Pasuk. Anything wrong with this, like problematic with this pasuk? It's tak in the sasuk. Mineged is not soviv, and soviv is not mineged. Number one. Echazal darshan. Amr Bach, I'm Oretz Shekuri La'avo Evo. He can't carry Hebrew. I'm Oretz, he never went to Chil, right? Properly. So instead of reading Avo, he reads Evo, right? So it says, instead of Ahafto, the Yafto. Just the opposite. Instead of, hey, it's love, you can't read. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't read V'digli Ale Avo, read V'digli Ale. Hebrew loves it. It's a play on words here. Because I have no other place to learn this lesson. Dafka from the Golem. Hello? Yeah? Then the heck is a Medrash Pliya. I discussed it once before. Chazal say it's a Medrash Pliya. Ish al digloi ba'oysi l'veis avoysam al tikra ba'oysois ela ba'oysiois. Right? There's letters. You with me? Therefore, Bilam said, the Chach Omer Bilam lo ekoiv lo kabokil. How could I curse the Jews? Hello? Anyone out there? Hello? Something's pilly ploys to me. Says the Oyev Yisrael, the famous Naptero, famous word. Chazal say, it's remember Yifano, on all of the four Degolim, on the four Ruchas, there was three letters from each of the other Seklishim. The first Degel, I say, the Degel Mach Nihudu. There was the Aleph of Avram, the Yud of Yitzchok, the Yud of Yankov. On the Doron side, Reuven God, and Reuven Shimon God, you had the Beis of Avram, the second letter of Avram's name, the Tzaddik of Yitzchok, and the Ayin of Yankov. And the third letter and the fourth letter. Except Yitzchok and Yankov have four letters, so it fits in perfectly. But Avram has five letters. So on the Degel Machni Yehuda of the fourth one, the guy's up at Tzofen people. By the way, Tzofen is always Machnedon, which is Tiposach HaRoh and all the good Zachen, right? As everybody's discussed many times. So if it would have had the fourth letter, it would have had the He of Avram, the Kuf of Yitzchak, and the Beis of Yankov. Scramble it, what word do you get? Kov, cursed. So what did the Eibush to do, Beroi V'rachma V'chsodov? Instead of taking the fourth letter of Avram to be the symbol on their degel, on their whatever, he took the fifth letter. A mem, final mem. So what happened to the hay of Avram? It was chufif. It surrounded them. Right? And that's what Bilam said. The Abishah went out of his way to change the ages, not to create the fourth letter of Avram Yitzchak Yankov, which spells out Kovo. So how could I possibly curse Kovo? We're playing games here with letters. Why Dafka is the letter He the one that was Chayfif on them? Right? Because we said before, letter He represents Shuv. The way the Eibishter opens up a Pesach for Kal Yisrael to go in. Right? When he says that's Pshat, the Pasuk says in Yeshayah, you know from every Taftar, every fast day, V'hoya L'Hashem L'Shem Lo'ois Oylam Lo'yikor, he says, the Eibishter took the He of his own name, Yudkei Vovkei, Shema Etzim, right? Which is, Ho'yel Hashem L'Shem, Lo'ois Oylam, right? This is the Ois through which He, which the Eibishter created, the Gemara said in Menachos, Oylam Hazik, he'd be Yudkei Avshem, it's Oylam, right? Ho'yel Hashem L'Shem, Lo'ois Oylam, is the Cheraya Ba'ayid, is all Kal Yisrael's Lo'yikos. Lo'yidach Menonitach. What kind of generation are you dealing with? What kind of people here? Moshe Rabbeinu, Raya Mehemna tells him, Mamrim Hayusem, Im Hashem, Yim Daiti Yisrael. And the Pasuk says, until him, Dor Seyru, Meiru, Dor Lehechen, Liba, Leinemon El Brisa. Right? And we say, sorry, Miss Yoinus, whatever, Aboyim Shona, Okur Pedoy, etc. etc. In this generation of Chuitim, ungrateful people, after all the nisim and floys and mantayr that they saw, says the Eibishter, I'm going to take the letter Hey and surround them and envelop them and protect them, and that the letter Hey becomes a symbol of the Eibishter's Avah, love to call Yisrael. Therefore, Chazal learned in the way that Golem were set up and the letters were set up, and the Hey is Chuyfif Aleim, says the Eibishter, V'digloi Ale Aval Tikro, Digloi Ela Dilugun. Even if a person doesn't read straight, instead of reading Avahafta, he reads it as Vayafta. The Eibishter enemy Rachman Ulfan says the Eibishter V'Dilugoy Alehava, and that's Pratan Pasuk. that even those people who appear to be negative to the Mishkan Hashem, they're still so that the Eibishter envelops them. And that's alluded to by this letter of Hay. Therefore says the Pasuk, Dabro b'nei Yisrael, Isha Yisha, ki yasim kol chatis odem limul baal b'ashem. It's a manech da oishek yodein. The oshma nefeshahi. So the guy could feel, osh, you know what osha means? Osha means, Ramban says, loshin shmom. I'm finished, I'm tested, I'm all gone. Says the Torah, nei, me, about the tire and the Simon, v'yizvadu es chatosam asher osu, v'heisha v'sashomoy, we could switch things around, as I said before, right? You could change things. Or you know what? Nachmer. The chamishisoi, which is the fifth letter of the alphabet. That is a gewaldig chaskus to a yid that after everything, you're not lost. Chamishisoi. That is the letter hey. I have no time to elaborate, but many times we find the letter hey is a chacham haroya as hey roya. When you give Mishkan, which came to the Chapra, Edus, that the Abish, or whatever, it says, it's called Truma. Truma says the Zohar is Torum cake, etc., etc., etc. Therefore, the letter Hey is the Ois, Chazal say, I have no time to elaborate. If I wanted to deal with theology, the Alter Rebbe, the Perek Dalid of Igeres HaTshuva, he asked an obvious question. Zohar says, what is Tshuva? Toshuvay. One day I'll elaborate on it. There's two hays in God's name. The last hay, which is Malchus, Kabbalah is old. Malchus, between Eved Hashem, Kabbalah is old. I Avdev Kera Nichle, I'll be do the right thing, Kabbalah is old. The higher is the hay of Bina, Yud K, it's Chachma Bina, Vav, Midas, K, Achrein is Malchus. This is a Shuvi Lo, Shuvi Tatal, we can talk about it some other time. Right? Over the bottom K is a symbol of the Eibishter's love to call Yisrael, the Yidach Menidach, and therefore Tshuva is. When a person sins, it has only effect on him, it has effect on the Shekhinah. The K Tato, the final hey, is the Shekhinah. And the Shekhinah is with you. The Dr. Rebbe said in Tanya, a person who sins, you know what the Guyul of Eret? Not only for Pashkid his own Neshama, he takes the Shekhinah, which is Shekhin amongst Kal Yisrael, and he brings the Melech, Osir Brahotin, in the Beit Kisi, in the Tum, in the Tzemach Men. And that's why the Rebbe is a very deep word. People often ask me, fire people, Rabbi, how come people who are wicked people, evil people, they're over things which are Yisuri, Mises Chayvi, Mises Bezdin, Yisuri Koris. And yet the Rebbe asks in Perek Dalet, in regards to Tshuva, they seem to live long over 50 or even 60, B'ni'imim. And you know what? Because B'zman Beis HaMikdash HaYakayim, when there was not, before that goes as we know it, all the unika of a person came from his neshama, came from kedusha, and the as the neshama, ki chilek Hashem amoy, it comes down to a the yud kevavki is within a person, in the neshama, within the neshama, and the way the neshama is communicated and it comes down to this world in the guf is also through the hey tako, the last letter hey. Hey is malchus, dibur, speech, feminine. Yeah. This man should not follow Sukkot's David, goals. So it's not only a goal of us, it's a goal of the Shekhinah. So the Hei Tatal is also in goals in the hands of the Son of Man. And therefore a person can have his unika. He could walk, talk, and go up and down, and his unika comes from Sitrach. Which something which could never happen before this man based on the Shekhinah. So when a person does tshuva, he's not only bepoida himself in his neshama, right? He's pointed the Shekhinah, which is with us and goes. And the moral of the story, I just want to end off, is that a person has to know, it's both a, it's an achrayus, it's like, you know, that you're putting, where you go, that Eibishter goes with you. I'll tell you, I'll leave you with a story. There's a Yid in Eretz Yisrael, his name is Rabbi Yosef David Grossman. He's a Rav of Miglein. I happened to stay in my house here, I came to Manchester incognito about a few years ago. Stayed in my house, I gave him to, I wined him, I dined. A wonderful person. His father was my Rosh Hashiva, this whole Grossman. Very choshevi. His father. Anyway, so he came, he had a mice recently. He has Moises called Miglein in Miglein. A whole network of institutions. For boys, for girls, for older people, Kailin, Bali Tshuva. He's like a beloved person. So they wanted to make him chief rabbi. His father said, always do not, of the Svadil Rishus, don't get involved with what be a rabbi. He's a very, very beloved person, people appreciate it. Anyway, to cut a long story short, He was had to collect money. Unfortunately, one of the you have a big Moses, you got to collect millions. Yes. So he was in New York, Manhattan, collecting. You know, going to Pisgah Gvirim. And it was Minchat time. So he went to the Chabad house on 42nd Street and Fifth Avenue. My friend runs it. A kid to the mall, Minchat. So he gets a cook, he's looking around, and he sees at the end of the shul in the back, Zayid, a Tshuva, younger man, young fellow, with a beard, whatever. And he sees saying Kaddish, and he looks and he sees his garment is Nebuchadnezzar's Kriya. Manhattan. I can't explain it. New York is not a very sociable place. The guy's Nebuchadnezzar, he's a Frenchie, coming from France, living in Manhattan, doing business, whatever. And so Shiva, he goes to make a minion, who's going to know him there? He went to the local shul, and he's sitting there, and he says, Kaddish, he sits down on the stool after davening, after Elaine, final Kaddish, Masra, sits down, and people pass by Menachem Ovel. The customer is a personable person, a very, you know, he's over to Menachem Ovel, and suddenly he knew Rabbi Goyim, he's a famous guy, he starts crying to him. He says, why is he crying? He feels bedidus. He feels alone, loneliness. The worst curse in life is to be alone. I am nobody's nothing. No one cares. And Rabbi Gosman Kedarka Bakudish, he was able to menachem him, gave words, but he felt, I'm missing like a makkah patish, how to uplift this broken spirit. So he asked the Ibrahim, give me a, had the first story that comes to mind. He said, a few years ago, I was also in America, I was collecting weiter. I get a call from the head of a Baltrubasem in Israel. And the lady tells me that there's a girl who became a mamish from nothing, from corners, an anti, a very antagonistic family, you know, full-fledged Baal Teshuva. She's been in our seminary for 3 years. But she went to visit her parents, whatever, and they're ma'anis or that, they're not letting her back. And the ma'ayim on her, and she's apparently staying in New York, wherever it is. Asher Al came, we're scared that her Yiddishkeit, living in a treifa house, mamish, truthfully, Yiddishkeit will dissipate in no time. So maybe if the Rav could give a call, okay, the very took the number, calls up the girl, doesn't know from Adam, right? He tells her, I'm just calling, my name is Rabbi Grossman from Israel, I'm calling to find out how you are, you're in seminar. She starts crying. I'm wailing, sobbing. She says, what happened? I'm sitting here all alone in a friar house in a totally antithetic atmosphere. Totally antithetic. And I dive into the Abish. I said, Abishter, you know, which the name of Lashes, and I feel all alone. I don't have an environment which is conducive. And I said, does my Yiddishkeit, my Torah mitzvah, does it matter to you, Abishter? Do me a favor, give me an omen, give me a sinim and a shemayim, right? That it matters. And as I finish my tefillah, I get a call from a Rav in Eretz Yisrael, how you doing, how's it going? She was so overwhelmed that, I'm the hayri or zvori. Immediate answer, she started crying. And Rabbi Grossman was trying to tell this guy who feels alone, as he tells the story to this guy, this Frenchman, French boy, a French young man sitting in Shiva, he starts crying. He says, Rabbi, I was sitting here, wasn't crying, but I feel so alone. My father died years ago, and that's when he had a terrible debilitating disease. That's when I started asking questions about life, purpose of life, and that brought me to Yiddishkeit. So I moved away from France, all my friar families, my uncles, my cousins, the whole, the chazer, and I moved to New York. I'm in Manhattan, in LA, no one cares. I remember walking with my wife in New York. Red light, my wife said good Shabbos to the lady next to her. And the lady looks at her and says, are you a foreigner here? Who says good Shabbos in America? It came from Mars, right? And he felt it and gebadet it. So I asked the Abishter to give me the sin. And as I asked him, Rabbi Grossman walks in for Mincha, and he tells the story of the girl. But it's important, like wherever you go, it's a tzvia also. The vision, the Salakadish vision, famous said when he was in prison, the Chassidim Sololim, how was the Rebbe? He said, Gam ke'elich begeitz almoves lo'ir. Oberaki ato imodi. A Yid has to know that wherever he's going, he ato imodi. The Eibishter is on his side. I'll tell you with one story. There was one of the great Rebbes before my time in America. I didn't have the chance to see him. Was an old Kapishnitz Rebbe. He was once in Eretz Yisrael, and he went to visit his mechut, who was Rebbe Zalman Oirbach. Rebbe Zalman Oirbach was also a B'nach Tzikadosh Meinik, who told us, etc., etc. His son, Ramotcha, is married to a Kapitchit Reinko. So he went to visit Rishon Zalman. They spent time doing whatever Gedolim speak about. And afterwards, the car was going to pick him up, so he went down. Rishon Zalman escorted him to the street, so the car is going to come. Rishon Zalman was 30 years younger than the Kapitchit. So he brought him a chair. How did he eat? His mom is frail, old. The Kapitchit Rebbe refused to sit in the chair. So they asked him, it's trapped. Like, why don't we sit down here? Oh, I'm Krishna's Rebbe said, finally he blurted out, Matata Vashalom taught me that whatever happens down here, imagine there's a photograph which is taken, and immediately the photograph is seen in Shemayim. Tell you have, WhatsApp, what's that? There? Immediately it's communicated. The scene here, so could you imagine a scene in Shemayim that I'm going to be sitting on a chair and the Pusik Ador is standing? I can't tell you. That's such a tifum Musa Haskell for Ella. That wherever a person goes, think of that photograph, think that Abish is with you, and that Abish is health and taka. To realize that wherever we go, but emes kol yisol ritzadena lasses ritzinechon, the ebrus will take a given us meya kesef bon nechayim zayin revicha, and we should take a mekayim this year, this coming year, the din of the loy seal ishi yuchel kol yom.